Good evening and welcome to the Buck Stops. Here, an interest rate cut that cuts like a knife after being forced to roll back on the tax it was planning to levy on the employees' provident fund in the next financial year. The latest shocker, the government has slashed interest rates on government savings schemes like the public provident fund, national savings certificates and others as well by 0.7%, the sharpest cut in 15 years. This will make a huge dent in tax-free earnings for small investors and government schemes and predictably has met with extremely angry reactions. Why has the government done this? How will the cut translate in real terms? But first, of course, before we go to our main discussion, several political developments today. First up, a look at the BJP's poll strategy. Its national executive has met ahead of 5 assembly polls that are coming up in the next few weeks, with a clear mission to win and make inroads into areas where so far the BJP has had very little political presence. My colleague Siddharth Pandey joins us for more. Siddharth, presumably this has been about creating some kind of a poll strategy for the assembly elections. There's also been some comments by the party president Amit Shah on how there has to be a concerted effort against anti-national trends in the country. Tell us what's going on.
Well, that's right. Today, in fact, they looked at the larger contour of things. In fact, getting the message across is what really Amit Shah was stressing upon today, saying that, a stronger party will also mean a stronger government. He also said that we need to ensure that the workers of the party, their views are taken into account. And it's very important that the leadership of the BJP, the workers, take back this message that the government is very serious about social issues. Just to, in fact, put that in perspective, let me just show you one of the posters out here, clearly, in fact, highlighting that, ending hunger is one of the priorities of the government. The Modi government, of course, came to power on that big ticket of, development. But, of course, they want to emphasize that ensuring social justice schemes is equally important for the government. So, in fact, that's something that Amit Shah talked about, saying that it's important to take all this and also using social media to get that message out. He also talked about the fact that the opposition is going to criticize. It's the job of the opposition to do so. But clearly, that should not really, I think, take away the focus from the party and the government from really concentrating on the agenda. Tomorrow is going to be an important day. The Prime Minister will speak here at the National Executive. They will be talking about the upcoming polls in various states. That will be discussed at length. So, in fact, that's an important day that's coming up. But today, in fact, touching on the larger contours of what the party leadership and the workers need to be doing.
Right, Siddharth, thanks very much for joining us with that report on the BJP's National Executive that is currently underway. Let's move on to the political developments in Uttarakhand. There is finally some reprieve for the Chief Minister Harish Rawat. The governor has given him time until the 28th of March to prove his majority. This after he's been faced with a rebellion from within the Congress party's ranks in Uttarakhand, as well as the BJP, who went and asked for the government to be dismissed. They were taking claim to former government as well in front of the governor last night.
A day after the BJP met the governor with 9 Congress MLAs in tow, asking for the dismissal of the Harish Rawat-led Congress government in Uttarakhand, it was a wait-and-watch game as the MLAs stayed at this 5-star hotel on the Delhi-Gurgaon border, with the BJP top brass busy with its national executive meeting in the capital.
खरीद फरोख्त करने का धंधा उन्होंने प्रदेश के अंदर शुरू कर दिया है हमने 9 विधायकों को नोटिस दिया है 9 विधायकों ने अगेंस्ट वोट किया है तो सरकार तो सोते ही चले गई
कांग्रेस के लोग आए और उन्होंने कहा कि हरीश जी का जो हरीश रावत जी की सरकार है बहुत भ्रष्टाचार कर रही है तानाशाह सरकार है क्या आप हमारी मदद करेंगे
द गवर्नर हैज नाउ रिटन अ लेटर टू द चीफ मिनिस्टर आस्किंग हिम टू प्रूव हिज मेजोरिटी ऑन द फ्लोर ऑफ द हाउस बाय द 28th ऑफ मार्च The Congress, meanwhile, has alleged that the BJP wants to do a repeat of Arunachal Pradesh in the small state, and the Chief Minister says he's ready for a floor test.
Yes, my government has a majority. I will make my decision on the Vidhan Sabha. If I don't have a majority, I will go to Mahamahim Rajyapal and make my letter. It doesn't have any kind of action. But the BJP has shown that it is clear that the power of money सत्ता की ताकत से और गुंडागर्दी से ये सब कुछ हो रहा है।
सर, क्या अध्यक्ष जी ने कांग्रेस मुक्त भारत के नारे की बात की, जिस तरह अरुणाचल प्रदेश में, फिर उत्तराखंड में बीजेपी?
ऐसा है, अगर कांग्रेस पार्टी अपनी सरकार को नहीं संभाल सकती है तो वो दायित्व हमारा नहीं है।
बट वॉट हैपन्स टू द रेबल्स एंड कैन द पार्टी टेक एक्शन अगेंस्ट देम? Even though the rebel Congress MLAs are openly seen with the BJP, the speaker says they voted on the state budget with the government and will be asked to clarify where they stand.
जब वो नौ विधायक अपनी स्थिति को साफ करेंगे, वो स्पष्ट ये तय करेंगे कि हम विधानसभा सदस्य के रूप में अब किस दल में हैं, हमारी स्थिति क्या है। अगर किसी दल का कोई सदस्य अगर अपने दल से तोड़ करके दूसरे दल में जाता है तो उस दल की संख्या का 2/3 अगर एक साथ नहीं जाता है तो वो दल बदल कानून उस पर लागू होता है।
पार्टी कलीग्स लास्ट इवनिंग बिटर राइवल्स नाउ। द गवर्नर हैज नाउ पुट इन प्लेस अ डेडलाइन टू एंड द पॉलिटिकल बैटल इन उत्तराखंड। इन देहरादून विद कैमरा पर्सन हीरा मंडल, एंटोनिमा बिस्वास एंड सुनील प्रभु इन दिल्ली, केतकी आंग्रे फॉर NDTV।
And now on to our focus for tonight. The government's decision to slash interest rates in the Public Provident Fund and other national savings schemes. What does it mean for India's middle class, the self-employed, the salaried, who are trying to save in government schemes assured of tax-free interest savings? What will this mean for them?
79-year-old Renu Talwani survives on her husband's savings. He died of cancer 4 years ago. Now with government's decision to reduce interest rates on savings and taxing provident fund withdrawals, there's much less money and hard times ahead for Renu. She fears for her life.
I don't know whether I have that much time on this earth anymore, so I can't take a risk. I go in for 1 year deposit or maximum 2 year deposit. I think I'll have to make a lot of lifestyle changes also. And main thing that I spend money on is my security. And if I have to cut down on that, that's going to hit me real hard.
PPF, a popular scheme among middle class savers, the cut is the sharpest in nearly 15 years. Interest rates on PPF have been reduced from 8.7% to 8.1%. Senior citizen savings scheme interest have been cut from 9.3% to 8.6%. Post office deposit for 1 year term reduced from 8.4% to 7.1%. The opposition are calling the government anti-poor, anti-middle class and even anti-woman.
Special dispensation for old people, even that has not been spared. So I think it's an overall attack on the livelihood and savings of the people. People are understanding the meaning of Achhe Din because they are forced to go through what we call the bura hal.
Mantri ji, kis se Hindustan ki baat kar rahe hain? Na garibon ka kahin koi fayda ho raha hai, pro farmer budget karkar na farmer pe kuch mila hai, na MSP bada hai, jo madhyam varg ke us par tax lade chale ja rahe hain.
Even the trade union, closely affiliated to the Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh, widely acknowledged as BJP's mentor, not too happy with the move.
Bacche ki shiksha ke liye, makan ke liye, kuch na kuch jodta hai. या भविष्य को सुरक्षित करने के लिए इस प्रकार की स्कीमें जोड़ता है। अगर वो कमजोर होगा तो देश की अर्थव्यवस्था कमजोर ही नहीं होगी, डूबने की स्थिति में जाएगी।
The rate cut comes at a time when the middle class has largely become very comfortable using equity mutual funds as an attractive savings tool. But senior citizens and women who are protected by products like the Sukanya Samriddhi Yojana are the ones who will be facing the brunt of this interest cut. With camera person Tom Joseph, Snigdha Basu, NDTV.
Well, joining me to break this down a little further so we all understand what this means for the common man, we're being joined from the BJP by their spokesperson and banker PN Vijay. From the Congress, we have Madhu Yakshi Gowd, their spokesperson, joining us from Hyderabad. The left's Nilotpal Basu is with us. There's been a tremendous opposition from the left as well to this new tax. And we have with us an economist from Mumbai, Ajit Ranade, as well, joining us from our Mumbai studios. Thank you very much for being with us. PN Vijay, I'm going to actually open this with you because let the others respond. We've seen some of the reactions from the Aam Aadmi, really, who's invested in these schemes. This is a huge cut for certain groups who are looking at ways to save tax, ways to preserve their income, looking at a little bit of money at the end of their working life. Why has the government done this?
Well, I'm happy that NDTV gave me an opportunity, because I'd like to explain to the middle class people what the actual situation is, because the opposition will always oppose it, but I expect the media to be a bit non-partisan on this. I'd like you to draw the attention of a speech made by Mr. Chidambaram in the IMF World Bank meet in the fall of 2013, when he said that it was one of his dearest wishes that administered government rate should come down, because they are having a tremendously negative impact on the economy. But he couldn't do it because inflation was at 9-10%. Now, why Chidambaram said that, and why we are also following that route, is, let me explain this to you, Maya.
Yeah.
For example, let's take this supposedly suffering middle-class family, which has put in about 2 lakhs in a PPF every year. The normal average PPF investment is about 60,000, but even say, let me say, 2 lakhs. They will lose about 1,000 rupees in interest rates. But then, if you think that a middle-class family has, with EMIs and a kharch for dal roti, about 50,000 a month, which is about 6 lakhs a year, this will surely reduce by 1% at least. Economists say the multiplier could be even 1.5. So they'll gain about 6,000 due to a reduction in interest rates.
Hmm.
So while they lose 1,000, they gain 6,000 in their actual what they spend.
Okay.
Also, what's happening is, another point, I just want to make a small point before others
yeah,
respond
briefly.
To it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because
sir.
These interest rates are so high, Maya, the banks are forced to give the same interest rates, otherwise they'll be out of business. And because they are giving such high interest rates, they're not able to reduce the lending rates, even though RBI has reduced it 1.25% in the last 1 year.
So the argument that the center is making is that...
because of that, the borrowing costs are high.
Okay, so the argument that you're making is that this will be passed on...
Yeah, generally it's a well-known fact among all economists. Yeah, and last point I want to make is, every nation that has grown fast, which has grown, reduced poverty rapidly, has enjoyed low interest rates.
Okay.
So we should think in such terms and not take a wildly bipartisan view.
I want our political opponents to come in on this as well. But Ajit Ranade, I want to actually ask you before I go to them. You know, it's one thing to say that when interest rates are cut on loans, that the Aam Aadmi benefits, and now here you have a situation where it's been reversed, where you're basically taking away savings, whether it's 1,000 rupees or 500 rupees or 5,000 rupees is not the point. You're basically cutting into a savings. It's expectedly meeting with some opposition.
Well, Maya, when inflation was at 10% and you were getting 9% on your small savings rates, you're actually earning negative 1% in real terms, because inflation was taking away the purchasing power that you get through savings.
Yeah.
But now that the inflation is down to 5%, perhaps going down to 4.5%, then if the PPF rate is 8.1, in real terms you may actually be ahead. So that's first thing. We need to look at real rates of return net of the inflation rate. And, you know, the government and the Reserve Bank of India is committed to a lower inflation rate.
Huh.
Secondly, please remember, all over the world, most of the countries have actually negative interest rates. Eurozone, Switzerland, Denmark, Japan.
Okay.
So India's rates at 6.75, which is the RBI rate, and average borrowing rate of 10 to 11% for home borrowers, are among the highest in the world.
Okay.
We don't want a high cost economy, we want a low cost economy.
Okay. All right. Let's bring in Nilotpal Basu and Madhu Yakshigaur as well into this. Mr. Basu, you know, it's not just the public provident fund that the interest rates have been slashed for. It's also the senior citizen saving funds. It's the Sukanya Samriddhi account, which was about the girl child set up by the Prime Minister as well, recently, Prime Minister Modi. I mean, there are the National Savings Certificate scheme, the Kisan Yojana scheme. It's a slew of schemes that are seeing this, and it's anywhere from 0.5% to to higher, 0.7, 0.8%, where the cut has been. How do you think, you're hearing the arguments for the rate cut? Do you buy this argument?
I think it is not a new argument, because basically they also explain that this is fund bank and typical neoliberal advocacy of what has been done. Now the basic problem with them is that they are trying to compare apples with oranges. Now for example, they are saying this needs to be done to bring down the interest rate on lending. Now if you see what has happened in terms of lending, you will find that not only in spite of whatever lending rates as compared to the past have come down, actually there is no repayment properly. 88% of the total NPA and non-debt repayment defaults, they are on account of big corporates and all that. Mm-hmm. And therefore, this incentivization in terms of bringing down the lending rate also has not led to increased employment generation. So that is a large amount of bunkum involved.
Okay.
Now, secondly, you see what the government has been doing. I mean, they're not being able to collect taxes. You see the huge arrears in terms of tax, and then they are foregoing that.
So basically,
they have rechristened that in the budget.
The
banking system is really at the brink, and people are fleeing the country without the government moving.
Right. So I was just going to come to that point. That essentially,
you see, in the budget itself, we saw how the direct taxes have come.
Yeah, let's just bring Madhu Yatri Gaur into this as well. Mr. Basu, one moment, sir.
Heavily on this section, which is now being further budgeted.
Yeah, we'll bring Mr. Madhu Yatri Gaur of the Congress as well into this. Madhu Yatri Gaur, you heard PN Vijay say that P. Chidambaram has talked about this in the past, wishing that he could have done it as finance minister as well. So, you know, how do you defend your opposition to it today when this is something that P. Chidambaram has spoken about in international fora, actually, and you're hearing arguments for how world over interest rates are meant to be low for the economy to work in a certain way and grow?
Are they following the UPA government? Did they promise they are different than the UPA government? What Mr. Modi has promised to these people of this nation, that Achhe Din Aayega, that he will reduce the, he will bring back a good governance and bring back black money and pay.
We never said that good policy is an
action.
I didn't interrupt you.
Mr. Vijay,
you
we'll get back to you.
You conveniently quoted Mr. Chidambaram. Have a patience to listen to the fact there's over 8 lakh crores people you are letting willful defaulters of public money to escape. You are taxing, you are encouraging the tax by encouraging, introducing the fair and lovely scheme, and you are taxing the middle and lower middle class people. Here 3.7 crore of PPF holders, they start minimum of 500 to maybe more.
Yeah.
Then the crores of KVP, and the, after reverting pressure from the Congress party and the trying to tax on EPF, the government played this diabolical game by taxing on 3.7 crores of these people. As you said it, even senior citizens or Kanya Vikas or post office schemes, which what is that you promised and what you're doing?
Mr. Modi and the government
as a robbing the people rather than Robin Hood image which Modi has sent to the people in 2015 election.
Madhu Yatri Gaur, let's get PN Vijay to come in and respond on this, because you know a couple of points have been raised. You have a situation where your small savers, your small middle-class households and the money they put into these schemes, they're the ones who are paying their taxes. They're the ones who are making sure the economy actually has, the, you know, there are funds in the exchequer, whatever they may be, in credit or in deficit. Whereas you have willful defaulters who are leaving the country. Banks are lending to big corporates. They're giving out bad loans to people who are not going to be able to repay. You have a situation where the finance minister says one has to make a distinction between a willful defaulter and a company that's actually run to the ground. Why are banks not doing their due diligence about you know, the business models that they are investing in, that they are giving these loans to? Why are you putting the burden on essentially the people who are not actually defaulting?
Maya, I think these are two questions in one, and since these people have raised bad loans, let me ask this question. The entire bad loans of the banks which we are talking about today was created during the 10 years of UPA rule. after we took over, banks have recovered more bad loans than additional bad loans have been given. So first of all, it is not correct, morally correct for the, it is not morally correct for, I will tell you, how did SR Group's 1 lakh crores bad loans come? How did Anil Ambani's 1 lakh crore bad loans come? The entire Kingfisher 9,500.
How much Adani? Please list Adani also.
Adani was not a full defaulter. Adani was given all its approvals by the UPA government. So the bad loan situation was something created by the UPA. Even UPA will not deny it.
Okay.
Now we took over and we are trying our best with the RBI. Now the supposed crocodile tears for the middle class.
Tears Mr. for the Bidger, middle one class. Moment. I want to
Maya, I'm telling you, Chidambaram has repeatedly said inflation is the biggest tax on the poor and the middle class.
Yeah, okay. All right. Arun Jaitley, Mr. Bidger, I'm going to interrupt you there for a inflation. Moment.
I think Congress should be gracious. Congress should be gracious to say that the government and RBI have brought down inflation.
Okay.
Let us bring down interest rates and let's make India progress.
Okay, Madhu Yashigar and PN Vijay, one
bipartisan
moment.
About JNU.
I'm going to stop both of you. I want Ajit Ranade to come in on this as well. Mr. Ranade, the points that are being raised, the government is of course going to give its own defense of what it's done. But I think, you know, while one can understand the argument that you have to look at the way an economy needs to grow, you're in a situation where you have, you're talking about bringing in black money, you're trying to get willful defaulters back in the country. The banks are reeling under the kind of bad loans they've given to people and continuing to give them. These are not the people who are responsible for the state of the economy. They are your salaried working class who are actually pumping in money into the economy in whatever way they can all the time. They're paying their taxes on time. They're investing in government schemes. They're running the economy in a manner of speaking.
Yeah, Maya, let me make 3 points. Number one, if you want to really help the poor and the middle class, the biggest benefit to them comes from low and stable inflation. Inflation eats into your pocket every day.
Right.
This rate cut of 0.5%, it makes it possible to lower the cost, overall cost in the economy, that will be huge. Secondly, if you manage to decrease interest rates by about 1 percentage point of the biggest borrower in the system, which is Government of India, the Government of India pays 5 lakh crores of interest payment alone. A saving of just 1 percentage point, that is from 7.8 to 6.8, will lead to a savings of 50,000 crores. Imagine that kind of money going into health and education spending apart from infrastructure. That's the kind of savings which can lead to a lower cost economy. And thirdly, this rate cut opens up the possibility of an aggressive rate cut by the Reserve Bank of India, which in turn can possibly lead to a virtuous cycle of inflows, a stable rupee,
Mr.
more Ranade, investment.
I think the arguments you're making, they are fair arguments, they're sound arguments, because they're talking about putting money back into the system in a way that it can be used for people.
But
not by robbing the middle class.
If I can just add a corollary to that, that question. I mean, if you're talking about bringing down inflation and bringing down the cost of living for this very middle class that's investing in these schemes, why are you not keeping your fuel prices on par with international fuel prices? We saw petrol fall. That didn't get translated into the Indian economy.
Absolutely. So that's two different issues. One is a monetary policy issue and the other is a fiscal policy issue, which is the excise taxation on petrol and diesel and apart from the coal cess, which will increase the price of electricity. That's why I said inflation control is the joint responsibility of both the fiscal authorities and monetary authorities, that is Government of India and the Reserve Bank of India. Unless we get this cooperative approach, so Reserve Bank of India said you keep your fiscal deficit lower, you lower the rates of interest which are administered rates, then the market rates will come down and jointly we can control inflation and spur a virtuous cycle of investments and growth. By the way, this rate cut was recommended by a committee headed by the former Deputy Governor Shyamala Gopinath. It's a well thought out and well studied topic. It's not a knee-jerk rate cut.
Not
today.
A knee-jerk
it's
rate cut. Right. Yeah. Okay, Nilotpal Basu, come in on that. It's not a knee-jerk thing. It's something that successive governments and senior economists and financial advisors have actually worked on. The RBI is saying that it's got to be both political as well as an economic decision for the future of India's economy, really, to bring down inflation. You know, there might be some merit in what they're saying. Is it so difficult to say that maybe some of this will benefit? There can be some middle ground, perhaps?
No, this is absolutely bunkum, because first of all, you see this artificial partitioning of politics and economics itself is wrong. It is political economy as a whole.
Okay.
The question is that they were talking of saving in terms of government interest outgo coming down. Now tell me that as and how the international crude oil prices are coming down,
yeah,
why the retail prices of petroleum products
have not come down,
not moving in tandem with that?
Yeah.
And on this account alone, on excise on hydrocarbon products, the government has collected 54,000 crore over and above their budgeted figures.
Right.
Now, this is to cover the non-recovery from the corporates and others, the direct taxes.
Okay, all right.
So
I'm going to, Mr. Basu, I'm going to cut you off there.
You see, we are talking about middle class and lower middle class.
Yeah.
Inflation is not a proper yardstick
that is being discussed tonight on prime time.
Understand the difficulties that people are going.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
I mean, which essential commodity, rice, dal, atta, what is coming down? Let them answer.
Absolutely. And I think that's the question. Mr. Gaur, Mr. P.N. Vijay, Ajit Ranade, we're completely out of time actually, but I'm going to actually wrap this up for our guests. You know, at the end of the day, you're talking about what needs to be done to make the economy more robust. And I think that's the step, that's the argument the government is giving forward for this rate cut, as difficult as it would be. I think the question really is, and the test of this rate cut is going to be in what is ultimately passed on to these very people you're taking away their savings from. And I think that's the challenge for the NDA government at the center for the finance minister. We'll have to wrap it at that. Thank you all very much for watching Buckstops here.